This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper. John, when Job's three friends first arrived, they sat in silence with him for a week, we're told. Is there something we can learn from that about meeting people who are suffering?
Absolutely. Those first 7 days were their golden hour. If they had stopped there, they would have been heroes, I think, because they would have shown compassion and patience. And that's what we should learn. When you walk into a horrific calamity, you should be really slow to speak and quick to listen and quick to cry and quick to hold and quick to meet needs and quick to bring meals and quick to wait upon the Lord. The theological wrestling comes probably later. It's different with different people. But I think the lesson we learn from the progress of this book of Job is that those three friends, Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar, while they were sitting in dust and ashes, aching with their friend Job, he was helped by them. And many people are helped just by the loving presence of another. I don't think this nullifies the importance of truth. In fact, I'll give you an example. I'm a colleague here with Tom Steller, who's been with me for 24 years, and Tom and I have sometimes said to each other, well, it would be great to stay together long enough to die together, Tom. And depending on which one of us comes to visit the other in the hospital at our dying moment, we know because of 24 or maybe it'll be 54 years together, we won't have to say a word because it's all been said. Mm-hmm. We have a common theology. Neither of us will have to preach to the other in order to fix the ideas. We will all know God reigns. God is good. God is loving. God is wise. We're perplexed, but you don't need to preach. Let's just take each other's hands and pray and fight this fight of faith together.
Ask Pastor John is a podcast of Desiring God. If someone passed this along to you, sign up and receive them yourself and explore more questions today at desiringgod.org.